At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires,
like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
This is Straight Outta Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. He is the fan who beats the man, AJ Hoffman.
Thanks, RJ. Great to be here on a Monday where the Celtics win back-to-back games to eliminate the defending champs. The Mavericks dominate the Suns in Game 7 on the road, and Drew Brees flirts with a return to football. What is the Vegas lead?
Okay. This was a lot of pondering today, and I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit and just speak some truth, I guess, is the easiest way to say it. I felt a little... I won't even say conflicted. I felt down because, let's be honest, AJ and I had a bet. It was, even saying it now, the painfulness of losing a bet you're in such a winning situation in, it's kind of what you got to learn, you know, is what a mentor of mine once told me is when the suckers win one that you should have won, that's what keeps them betting. So just be happy about that, because if it was always about who had the best of it and I never lost, then how often would people be betting me? So I try to think that way. On the other hand, I hate losing. On the other hand, I hate the idea. And the bet was, listeners, you know, regular listeners know, is last longer, the number one seed, the best team in the NBA, had the point guard on, or point of what's that called? The point guard, yeah, point guard guy, whatever. And against a Golden State team that, you know, a little above average, maybe some would say, it was a kind of a crazy bet. I let him do it. And at almost every point the entire time, I had the best of it. And I've lost. Now that is depressing, and you know. But here is what cheered me up. Here's the beauty of it. Up until about 20 minutes ago, I was depressed. But then Sue from Sioux Falls,
Oh, no.
Yep. Sue is, I'm going to start calling her the conscience of the show in a way. And I'm just going to read verbatim from her email. Oh, actually, she got my text. I don't even know how that happened. But okay, here it is. It's coming direct. I am so mad at our, or I misread that. I'm so mad at AJ. So mad. Now, AJ, do you have any idea what she's mad about, first of all?
I've got no idea. I can't imagine why.
I put, this is Sue again, I put my mortgage this month on Phoenix to win this round. Do you know why she did, AJ?
Because I said that they were not going to come back and win this series.
Exactly. I won't even read the rest of the letter. So I feel like, in a way, your pain is now making me less upset, because it's really going to be almost impossible for you to gloat too much when you pounded your fist last week and said Dallas had a chance. They didn't take it. It's pretty much a zero chance from here. Whatever words you used, the gist of it was this is an impossibility. And Sue said, well, one more thing. I know there's been many reasons not to trust AJ, but there was something about his voice that made me trust him this time. I hope I have a home to write to you from next time. Love, Sue. Dude, the floor is yours.
Sorry, Sue. I didn't realize. I did. My actual quote was the Suns won't have, or the Mavericks won't have an opportunity like they had in Game 7 that they did in Game 5.
You sound like a lawyer right now. But
it turns out the Suns just rolled over and gave it to them. They didn't even need to take an opportunity.
That's true. That's where we're going to start. But you are conflicted, so don't be gloating too much. Set us up.
I think I know better than that, but Game 7 goes to the Mavericks, 123-90. The Mavericks covered by 39.5, the largest ever ATS margin in a Game 7.
Is that right? Going back, now here's what's funny. He have no idea. When did what year did this start, this sample?
2003 is when the full database came in.
So it's never happened, but, you know, the last 18 years, but forget. All right, fair enough. This was a grand blowout. And not only that, but one of the most disappointing results you've ever seen in the NBA. And I would make the following case. In the last 10 years, there hasn't been 10 games that a legacy was more affected by. That Chris Paul's legacy is crushed. Now, at age 38, he could win a title, whatever, and then we reevaluate. But right now, I would lay minus 400. Well, I don't know. Chris Paul could go. I mean, I heard someone talk about him going to Milwaukee, you know. And if he went there, and let's just say the chance of Chris Paul being a top two player on a championship team is getting now towards zero. Would you agree, AJ? You'd be very surprised if that happened.
Absolutely. If he were a major factor, I'd be shocked.
Robert Parrish won a title with the Bulls in '96. I didn't know. Sue actually told me that in the PS. It was, but I didn't know that till today. I was actually looking at the championships, and this is a fascinating trivia question I'll ask you, AJ. Now that we're talking legacy. Is who has the most titles in NBA history that didn't win a title with the 60s Celtics? Meaning, if you won a title in the 60s with the Celtics, you're disqualified. Now there's a list of the remaining players. Who has the
most
titles?
Is it Robert Horry?
Yes, he's the only player of anyone ever that didn't win a title with the Celtics in the 60s and has 7 titles. Meaning it's a one after that is Jordan and the other six, Kareem. So, like, literally, that's a fact. I mean, not that we dismissed the Celtics in the 60s, but that was a different era, obviously. And they're all on the list, right? Because all of them played, like, either, you know, Russell was on 11 of them, and then the others were 10, 9. But you take them away, Robert Horry is the only one. Now, you put one more qualifier in, you know, you got to be an all-star. Horry was never a top guy.
No.
Then that gets to be a very interesting list. But moving back to where we're at, Chris Paul's nowhere on that list, and he probably never will be. And I really think, I mean, I think John Elway in football is the analogy except for the end. McKenzie, who was or is first cousins, Kyle Shanahan, Uncle Mike Shanahan. He very close to that family. They're his family. And number two, he's been a fan of those teams. And he'll remember, and many listeners will, John Elway was considered one of the great talents that just wasn't a winner. I mean, I would make the case that the story they make about LeBron, what was that, 07, where he played the Spurs and he had no one with him. It was one guy carrying him. That was Elway's legacy, that they had some very average teams. Except Elway was so great. He got them to the Super Bowl three times, and they got, I think, beat badly. I know they were on three. If I recall, they got crushed in all three. And then, with 2 years left in the season, his career, he wins one, he wins the second, retires. And now most people that weren't fans then don't even remember that other narrative. That you can change a career that simply. If Chris Paul had kept his 2-0 lead in the finals last year, it's a different conversation. Now it won't only be that he didn't win a title like Chuck or Barkley. It's the fact that it's been so glaring, his underperformance. I think his legacy's pending next year, pending, always till you retire, has been damaged in a way that few have in the last 10 years in any one game. Thoughts?
Yeah, I agree completely, and I think the list of guys that he gets compared to, as if he had won a title, becomes greatest point guard of all time. It's Magic Johnson, Steph Curry, Oscar Robertson. Now it's who's better, him or John Stockton? Which one of these guys who was never able to get the job done?
Stockton was much better, but I mean, it was interesting. We were talking in pre-production. Patrick Beverly was on Get Up this morning. I thought it was one of the more interesting interviews I've ever seen.
It's rare that players are open and honest about other players in the league like that.
Even when they retire.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole thing with Brady, that the conversation in media circles has been, will he crush anyone? Because sometimes, not that you want to artificially get extreme and crush people, but you want to tell the truth. Some people should be crushed. You know, again, we're talking crushing not their lives or their bodies. We're talking about their, you know, brands, their standing. It's like, that guy was horrible. And one of the points Beverly made was the media has such a propensity. And I don't think he was talking about you directly, AJ, but I think he was in a way. So you kind of answer for this.
All right.
When James Harden has a bad game, every strip club he ever closed down, every chicken wing he ever ate extra or at halftime. Would that be hilarious if you knew, like in a certain city, he got wings delivered at halftime and you want to look to fade him in the second half? But everyone's so quick to point and scorn. Harden. Well, where Chris Paul, who's got commercials, he's president of the, or was or is, Players Union. It doesn't feel like people want to excuse. They don't want to deny it happened, but it's always the reasons that it happened, or it's small sample size. But when a Harden does it, everyone gets out the knives. Why do you do it that way?
I think because Chris Paul is a likable guy, James Harden isn't, and I think it's as simple as that. And it's not fair, certainly. And I'm responsible for some of this when I was in Houston. And in hindsight, I look back and think, man, like, Chris Paul is historically a guy who's been on great, great regular season teams and consistently underperformed in the playoffs. And I haven't hammered him the way that I have James.
Hold on. You haven't hammered him, or would you say you've hammered James Harden 10 times as much?
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not like 70-30. It's 90-10.
And I think it's not just the media. I mean, it's Twitter as well. And where Patrick Beverly came out, like, just random fans. That, like, Chris Paul is a guy that people are like, man, I'd really love to see this guy finally get one. He deserves one after all this time. No one says James Harden really deserves a ring. It is really weird, the dichotomy between the two guys and how they're reacted to for their playoff failures.
I got to say, that's one of your best 90 seconds on this show so far, because you took the blame and you looked inside yourself and said, I wonder what. I mean, like, to me, I love that. And way it was almost like Patrick Beverly, like, I mean, there was such an honesty in what he was. And listen, people get on and try to be gadflies. What's it called when you're what's the words for it? When someone always is generating drama, but they're trying to on purpose to get attention. It doesn't matter. But I think I just explained it. Is that kind of lightning rod? You can tell when they're looking for the attention. And they're doing it for that. It felt like Beverly was speaking his mind with no real contemplation. Was it going to help him? Was it going to hurt him? It was, what's the truth? Okay, I'll answer that. And I really appreciated that, with so many people calculating every move. I didn't agree with all of it, but I know, or he knows a lot of things about the NBA that I don't, Patrick Beverly, but he was just speaking the truth. And to me, it was fascinating where everyone else on that segment started acting differently because Greeny was so into what Beverly was saying, he was ignoring other people. And when they got their chance, they were like speaking much more boldly than I've ever, like Windhorse was saying stuff I've never heard him say before. Because he heard someone else talking some truth. And did you see the whole segment?
I did.
I thought it was outstanding.
Yeah, I like I said, like Stephen A. Smith kept talking, and Mike Greenberg looked like, I can't believe this is happening. He couldn't believe the conversation that was unfolding in front of him.
But there wasn't anything he said that was all, it wasn't like he was saying things that were like libelous, or he was giving his opinion.
Mic check. If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. Let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
So make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.